Morning, Sir John. Good morning, all. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Chipotle. Good morning, DG. Sumaya Khan from the Department of Sport, Arts, and Culture.
Morning, Sumaya. Madam Chair? Madam Chair, Jason?
Do you want me to start the meeting?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, our invited leaders. Morning, our department is present with us today. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you all. And I'll be like a broken record every day when we started the meeting. Let me say we are all need to continue adhering to health protocols of wearing our masks, practicing social distance, practice social distancing, and washing our hands regularly. I'm saying this, we are still lucky as this portfolio committee that since this epidemic, we were all in this committee. Honorable members, a department staff of our committee here in Parliament, and our visitors, we have seen last week what we were doing in Parliament. Of so many condolences when we were presented by that motion, 7 of honorable members, which means this thing, it doesn't have to choose who are you, as long as we are human being. We listen when people were saying something about each member. I've noticed that everyone, they were talking like one voice. And this thing, it's here to stay, and if one day, one of us, if myself, we pass on, I would love to everybody that maybe we must hear how they were unified in a committee meeting. It did touch me, and I was saying that even our committee, when it comes to legislation, we are one. But let alone that our people, our friends, our families are dying every day. We must not forget that the third wave is coming. By President's last, two days ago, mean that we must not do what I've just opened by saying continue to adhering. This thing is killing. And I've noticed it doesn't have any age. It's just killing. With those words, I'm welcoming you, honorable members and both staff of Parliament, staff of our department, the invited guests. The next item in our agenda as the agenda was supposed to present each on the screen is adoption of the agenda. May I ask honorable members to adopt their agenda?
Thank you, ma'am. Well, was the speaker?
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Yes, Dr. Mwazondi.
Good morning, honorable members. I rise to move for the adoption of the agenda as presented.
Thank you, honorable Sondi. Honorable Sondi, proposed. Any seconder?
Chairperson, I'll second.
Chairperson, I second.
Thank you, honorable Van Dijk. The agenda is adopted. Now let's go to point number 3, apologies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have an apology from the Minister and the Deputy Minister. They are attending a cabinet committee meeting. They might be joining us late. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other apology? With apology of our Minister and Deputy Minister, as was speaking, their cabinet committee is in progress. Let's go to number 4. We acknowledge their apologies. Let's go to number 4, consideration and adoption of the minutes of the 23rd. I've seen hands, Honorable Veronica Van, you must take off your hands when you were, yes. Who's Sanel and Tiane? Sanel, your hands is up.
Yeah.
Your hand is up.
Morning, Jefferson. I wanted, and honourable members, Chair, I wanted to submit that two of our colleagues are teachers. I'm from Basketball South Africa, the president. So they will be joining us, or if they will not join us, but they are obviously engage with schoolwork, but they've indicated also that they will try by all means to request that they join the meeting as well. Thank you.
How many are you present today?
At the moment, Chairperson, I think there's 4 that have logged on.
And then we have got a apology of 2. You were supposed to be how many in this meeting?
Chairperson, we're supposed to be 6.
Okay. We are not 9, we are 6.
Correct, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. So you need sometimes to assist me by looking at the hands which are up. Can you put the minutes on our screen? Now, this is page 1, honorable members. I don't know whether the translator is here today. I don't want that Honorable Makaula must complain, but I know what you have said about the translation. This is opening and welcoming. Apologies. Okay. Matters arising. Number 5, The minutes were circulated to our good self, but this is a norm that we must present to them. Yes, so.
Madam Chair, Mr. Mkhango is in the back.
Yes, Honorable Mkhango.
So I think this is the last page. I wanted to congratulate the staff for doing what we requested them. Thank you very much. I can see there's an annexure and it's easy for us to follow through. I wanted just to acknowledge that. Thank you very much for the well done. Thank you. And I can move for the adoption if this is the last page. I can move for the true reflection of what we've discussed in our last meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhango. Any second? Honorable Adams?
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the proposal of the adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Now we're on point number 5, matters arises. I have the hand from Honorable Mkhango. Honorable Mkhango.
Apologies, Chair. I did not lower it down. Apologies. Let me lower my
hand. Okay. Now we in point number 5, according to agenda, matters arising. I'm suspecting the documents on what Honorable Mkhango was saying. We discussed with the leadership of research unit, that they must try to do what today really we all are proud on what they've done. And I don't know whether Honorable Members want to engage. You are happy, you need us to pass on, because the matters arising is upon the upon what they've done for us. Honorable Mkhango.
Thank you, Chair. So I wanted to find out, how are we going to monitor this? For example, SASCOG issues, which are there, which are outstanding on the annexures. Do we have time frame for them to send these documents, these outstanding documents, even the department? Because I think we don't meet them regular. We will meet them in our, maybe the next term or whatever. Now, I wanted to find out, how are we going to monitor these reports, and do we have any time frame for them? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Any other matter arising or any other contribution to matters arising? I can't see any other hand. Honorable Mshongo, as you were speaking, each and after every meeting, I do consult with the staff, the secretaries, especially Zoleka and Ajabulile, to remind them that whatever is outstanding, they must do a follow-up. So the reality will never in the committee put dates, but through the emails, they do that. Sometimes they do copy even to me when they are seeing that the responses of the requirements are not with them. They will even copy those email to the relevant staff of the ministry. I can say as I'm speaking, when we're doing follow-ups with them, we discovered that, as we are saying, there are outstanding requirements that were required as this committee back to November 13. And that email, I'll ask if the staff of the committee didn't circulate to you, in order you to see, honorable members, that we always remind them that the committee did ask ABC, but which means now, as we are asking like this, every now and then, when we ask information, we must officially put the time frames. Sometimes we'll be saying that not the end of the following week, maybe not the end of the week, if you still remember. When we are meeting on Tuesday, we're always saying, please forward that information before the end of week, which is Friday. But in order that we must do follow and remind them with dates, we need to do that, honorable members. Any other intake? Okay, thank you, honorable members. Thank you, honorable Shongo, to raise that. I'm suspecting the department is here presented. They must pull up the socks, not to. For instance, if we wanted something, even SASCOC, we need to indicate, as we're doing to the department, that we did want this information, because every now and then they do meet with these entities, even the department, let alone that we will need that it must go direct and copy to the department, in order that the department must assist us, because sometimes they are meeting regular than our good selves. Thank you, honorable members. Now we are in point number 6, presentation by Basket for North South Africa on 2019-2020 report.
Good morning,
Chair. Morning. I love why I love committee. The committee soon is not yet done. Honorable members, let's welcome the Deputy Minister.
Minister.
Huh?
Minister, you are out of order, 100%. We've got one minister in this department and one deputy minister.
Yeah, that's right.
Good morning, Chair.
Morning, Deputy Minister.
My apologies for joining a bit late. I was in the Cabinet Committee, but I then just left them to come and join the Portfolio Committee so that at least I am here when the officials present so that they don't feel like orphans that we have put on here. So I've left the Minister at the Cabinet Committee, so I came this side. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you so much. Honourable Sambo.
Chairperson, I think that the Deputy Minister is the Minister is acting today, and we welcome your participation, Minister. Thank you.
There's nothing like that. Every one of them, they do have their own task. Minister can't leave the cabinet meeting, but minister can release the deputy minister to come and join us. Thank you, deputy minister. You are welcome. Now is the time that you must give us to our invitees to present.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. And good morning to the members of the Portfolio Committee and officials. The acting Director General is here with his team, and the basketball team is also here. So I'm going to hand over to the acting DG, and he will decide how then they give each other tasks. Thank you very much, Chair. I will come at the end of the presentation to make my comments, but I'd rather allow them to present first. Thank you.
Thank you about that direction of the meeting to you, SODG.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. Thank you so much, Deputy Minister. Without really further ado, I would also like to hand over to Basketball South Africa to do the presentation. Thank you.
Basketball of South Africa. Now the ball is in your court.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And once again, good morning to you and all the honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. And also, morning to the Deputy Minister of the Department of Sports and Arts and Culture.
Yes, point of order, Chair.
Point of order, Chairperson. Point of order.
Honorable Martin Bossi.
Thank you, Chair. Would love to see the person presenting, please. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Martin Bossi. Honorable Mshongo.
I wanted to raise the same issue, but I'm covered. Thank you, Chair.
Our visitors, we all sometimes have a problem of network, but for the first time that you are talking to the members, they will need you to show yourself. We don't know whether you are in pyjamas or we are addressing formal to come and address the honorable members of the parliament and also Mr. Sanele Mtiani, we don't see you. Mr. Shubu, Sobu, Songs. Yes, yeah. There she is, honorable members. If you don't have any problem with the network, you can switch on your video. But every now, when anyone is responding or talking, just your face, and if you feel like you must take off your video. You can do that. Thank you, Mr. Sanele Mtiani.
Thank you, Chairperson, and my humble apologies for not turning the video on. I was on the point to greet the honourable members and yourself and the honourable deputy minister, the department officials of Parliament and the sports follow the department, the ministry led by the acting DG, and my fellow Basketball South Africa executive members who are present today. Let me take the opportunity, Chairperson, to...
Can you present them and they must show themselves before they switch off the video?
Yes, Chairperson. I think as and when they will be talking, my colleagues.
Can you do as I'm asking?
Yes.
I've seen Mr. Bergman Vita. Yes, we've seen you. And then who's, is that Sibongile?
Fondini.
And then who else?
Chairperson, there should be Banki.
Mapule,
yes. And Banki should be also.
No, you are four as well speaking, isn't
it? Yes, Chairperson. I think Banki is and others, the one that I indicated, they are teachers, but they indicated.
Okay, please. Listen to me before you answer. We are happy that as was starting this meeting, you are four present, and we have two apologies of the teachers that they may join us. We don't know. It's just opening of schools. Okay, you can switch off your cameras. We've seen you. You only just when you answer, open and switch off. Thank you.
Chairperson.
Somebody.
Yes, Honorable Sibisi.
Oh, okay, Honorable Sibisi.
So, Chairperson, I think I'll be to disturb you, but my concern is when you look at the issues and performance of basketball, if there are four, one should raise the concern that they are still undermining us. As much as we are aware that they are teachers, but they should, because they are only coming once in our portfolio committee. They are supposed to make some arrangements. I mean, they should show the commitment, because we do need them. We've got a lot of questions to ask from them. But now, when Sanele will come here, and even not sure how many of them who are absent, I mean, that is uncalled for. Can they please shape up, please? Because we've got a lot of issues to discuss with them. They mustn't undermine us. Thank you.
Chair, I'm suspecting I've asked them that they were not supposed to be nine members, but he said to me they are sick and four is in the house. Let's give them time to present. And then they must know that the committee is not happy, but also, as I was saying, that this is second week that schools are open and they are having teachers. We need to note that, but let them present, and then when you are doing engagement, honorable members, you must raise all your concern, and I do take what you are saying, honorable members. Sanele?
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. The comment is duly noted, and I think we'll obviously be able to provide response on it. So I would request, Madam Chair, that if the host can populate the presentation that went forwarded for the committee.
There it is, that in the to populate it. Are you happy?
Yes, yes.
Introduction and background.
Yes, Madam Chairperson, I would indicate.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so. We take the opportunity to thank the committee for inviting us after a long time, and we respectfully would engage and answer and obviously take the mandates as and when members of the committee are directing us. We want to comment by giving an introduction and a background of our presentation. This committee from 2015, when we held our annual general meeting, we obviously had then the president, who was Mr. Graham Abrahams, and the deputy president, Albert Mokoena, who then since resigned from their respective positions after serving the 2 year of their term, which obviously goes to the number of the members of the executive committee, as members were also asking. So with those resignation, we had already had the treasurer of the organization as well, who had resigned, which we learned in 2015 at the National General Meeting. So this move was obviously of surprise to the Council, because there was no indication of the members who I have indicated earlier on that they were having intentions to resign. So as the remaining members of the committee, we obviously had to look into the organization and see how it goes forward, given the resignations that we obviously were in critical positions of the organization. So we then began to the process of following the constitution to fill in the vacant positions that was in 2016. And when obviously we went on to looking into the organization as we had taking over, we then obviously looked at that the organization had some serious threats that were a challenge to our governance, or what would have caused the federation not to function properly. If I may move to the next slide, Jefferson. So some of the members I note, they are been part of the committee, and of course we want to provide very clearly that our organization has got some deep historical leadership challenges dating back from the 2009 when SASCO got involved and put the organization under administration. Again, what was an experience there, or the reason was such that governance and administrative problems were dating far back at that time, which then led, you know, the organization to be under administration. And again, in, you know, that executive committee was dissolved by SASCOC in 2012, which also saw another committee that led to the new elected committee, which was in 2013. And of course, the dissolution followed a report which pointed out to governance failures and financial mismanagement and accounting failures. I think Parliament will obviously, even in their meetings, minutes will obviously recall that I was part of the delegation that was that briefed Parliament around that time, in, I think in 2015, where they cited some concerns on issues of governance, especially some lottery issues. And then obviously with, that was the committee that was formed in 2018 with the executive committee that was supported by the national administrator, who was Mr. Tshepo Nyawo. If I may request for the next slide, Chair. So, Chairperson, you know, looking into the things that we picked up, especially when it came to the financial issues that were, or the financial management of the organization, we then suspected things that obviously compelled us that we commission a forensic investigation into the affairs. You would understand that, you know, during these previous years, which I've indicated that, you know, the organization has been brought to under administration, such an act was not done. And so we felt very compelled that we should obviously do this investigation, which involves some of the mismanagement of the lottery funds that were received through SASCOC. I must indicate as a reminder to the committee that the previous time we were in Parliament, the monies were obviously brought to SASCOC, to basketball through directly, but this time because we could not do so, so the monies were applied by SASCOC on behalf of basketball. That to us in terms of how those transactions were used was a challenge. So in line with those recommendations of the forensic investigation, the report that came out was very, very serious in terms of showing us some of the things that really needed us to take action against some of the people which were obviously identified, and one of them being the national administrator, which we then processed through following the labor laws or the Labor Relations Act, that we ended up dismissing him and opening a case with the SAPS about his conduct as per the recommendations of the forensic report. So we then obviously saw it important that because of the situation, and again the organization not having funding, because funding was obviously coming strongly from lottery and the department, and obviously with us not being able to account, we didn't have funds to pay the people. So we then commissioned Mr. Victor Beckman to manage with the administration of the Federation as an NEC member, because we saw that there were sensitive things that we could not just leave it to a third party without accountable. So we obviously had a challenge, you know, in so far as, you know, having to account for the monies that the department that had given us. So when we took over, it was in 2015, and obviously the department, you know, in terms of compliance, we were supposed to forward to them the report of and the financial audited financial statement ending 2016, which was the year ending the next in the next 3 months or 4 months at the time we're taking over the organization. So we could not obviously, you know, operate effectively as the organization, because we did not have the funds. What we had inherited was, monies that were very low to even have us, you know, functioning. So we are very clear, Chairperson, because of the findings that are obviously in, you know, directing us to the challenge, by saying that some of the failures to conclude this was a letter of cooperation again from the then CEO of SASCOC, who was Mr. Tabi Reddy, as we say that some of the things were to come from his office, especially, you know, to account particularly for the National Logistics Commission or the grant that was given. And we also picked up a very strong non-cooperation from our then, at that time, the BSA auditors, who obviously did not want to give us the documentation. Now, some of the monies, again, that were coming to basketball were monies that were coming from on behalf of BNL, but they were, which is the Basketball National League, which were coming to Basketball South Africa by the department. So, and then we will obviously, as an organization, transfer those funds to Basketball National League. Now, before this period, that process was done. So it, in other words, it needed for them as an organization to give us those documentation so that we can be able to prepare our financial statements. But again, as I indicated, we found very strongly that there was a very strong position from this organization not to cooperate with us, not to give us this documentation, and it harmed us to obviously do the and prepare our documentations. Chairperson, I think, you know, from the stakeholder relationship, we obviously during the time of the Honorable Nwesi was, which was very short, and the Honorable Kasa, who was also the minister, or the ministers respectfully, respectively. You know, we took very strong time with the then Honorable Kasa to engage on the challenges that were confronting us, and I think in 2017, you know, we obviously held a meeting with the department, HOD then, Mr. Alec Moweni, because the issues of the BNL were very, very serious in for the organization to move forward. Some of the things that we needed clarification on from the department then was the issue of the Basketball National League in terms of the ownership and our functioning and the relationship with them, which was really, really a challenge. Our understanding was that obviously we had 30% of the league, and then obviously the 70% being owned by the Basketball National League through the franchise directors. And that, as I indicated, was a problem for us to, you know, to as we continued as an organization, and SRSA, which is now the Department of Sports and Recreation, Sports, Arts and Culture, they confirmed that obviously the allocation that was made available would be for the provision of us having to comply with what was needed, which was obviously a challenge, because even if the department was giving us the support, but this organization not providing the documentation, and obviously with our auditor and not wanting to cooperate, was also giving us a challenge. So in the meeting that we held in 2017, we obviously got in the money from the department, which was given through SASCOC, which also was part of us having to get the things coming in, but obviously we experienced those challenges. So, and again, I think what we are saying very clear here is was that the organization, through its processes in terms of the programs, you know, they could not obviously take place effectively as they were happening or as we would have wanted to, because the key challenge was to address the government and the administration, administrative issues and the finalization of the audited financial statements, which would obviously without those, they hindered the process. And I think obviously if there was a very long list of outstanding payments to the creditors who also made contact with us, you know, wanting us, you know, to make payments for the previous commitments or contracts that there was with Basketball South Africa. If I can request the next slide, please. So given the lack of progress on achieving, you know, the priority tasks that were set up, you know, for this financial year, so the department obviously reprioritized again funds which they, you know, which they gave to SASCOC for us to be given. And in 2019, through, as I said, the intervention of the then Honorable the Minister, she committed resources for basketball to be assisted in reviving us. And there was also a second person who given who were given the minister's advisor to also assist us in terms of looking into the whole challenges that we had, and the monies were committed to an organization which works with the department, which was the Sports for Social Change Network, which had the primary role to assist us, because the department could not give us the money directly.
Could you try again?
But they had to give us through an organization so that we can be able to do our work, and they will be accounting. So it was sort of a goods and services relationship that they were going to provide, and those things obviously included the us having to ensure that, you know, our accounting services are done, the audited financial statements are all obviously also done from the period in 2016 to the current year, which was 2019 at the time. And then obviously the other ones was to ensure that primary programs are not compromised. So we had to make sure that we pick some of the current programs that were in our calendar at that year, which I were the under-16 teams going to Botswana. There was also the Basketball Africa League, which is a continental league, which our club had to participate in. And obviously some of those should had to go towards services that required us to go to the elective general meeting, Chairperson. So with all of those, Chairperson, we then had to gather ourselves, and we hosted a workshop in 2019 as part of the revival of the Federation, and again directed by FIBA, who also had given us some mandates to go and do and confirm what the department and SASCOC at the time had given us. So these directives, we know we had to make sure that, and the strategies are aligned with us having to create new strategies and also to develop a five-year plan with key focus on turning around the organization, particularly focusing on addressing governance and administrative challenges. So we then hosted an AGM, which obviously took a decision after we, you know, a recommendation was made about our previous auditors, and then the council elected the new auditors, which obviously have. I can confirm now how they have done all the audited financial statements up until the year 2020, and we then had to a process which we then set up critical commissions, which included the coaches commission, the Competitions Commission, the Technical Commission, and the Competition Commission. Now, if you look into this workshop, it took place obviously in December 2019. So the next year, with the implementation of the resolutions, or the task was such that we had to implement some of the resolutions as they were taken in December 2019, but working towards 2020. With all the things and the programs that would have taken place during the 2020 year. And I think all of us will know that by 2020 March, you know, the lockdown restrictions started or commenced. However, we were not helped because FIBA came out with the online programs that saw us to have some of the work done, particularly with regards to the coaches commission's work and the technical competition, the technical competitions work as well. So these all other things that we had given as a responsibility were obviously done, and amendments to align ourselves with FIBA, especially around the leadership structures as well. So including the women.
Here's what I found.
The women's basketball. And membership and obviously the leagues were also part of those. So post that year, obviously the current minister he took office, and there has been some engagements with SASCOC and his office, and this engagement has been continuous to the point that today I can report that there are some support that we are getting from both the minister, who has taken several meets with Basketball South Africa alone, which has resulted in a recommendation for...
Just a moment. What is going on?
Point of order, Chair. My jingles.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm having difficulties with the center. He's busy with his there, and I don't know whether he's asking questions to Siri. It's reporting also to us here. Can he?
No, that's what I'm asking to himself. But what is going on? Once he is talking, something is happening.
Check. Can I continue with the next slide?
Oh, we're asking what is going on as you are speaking. There's something happening on your line.
Oh, Chairperson.
It is your phone.
I think it was my Siri, which every time it comes out, I close it. I don't know how I can put it off. But it was just a series. It is the laptop, Chairperson. It's not my phone. My phones are on silent.
It's disturbing us. Try to monitor
Yes,
okay.
I will do that.
Continue.
Yeah. So with the way this is to use is. The support and the intervention that we are getting from the minister himself and the department and SASCOC, we obviously have come in to put on an immediate turnaround plan, which is focusing on us having to prepare ourselves for the elections, the new elections of the executive committee. So the formation of the committee that has been recommended after our last meeting to support ourselves and also prepare us to the elections and implement the plan that is required involves Basketball South Africa, the department, SASCOC, and we've obviously requested, because all these matters we are reporting to have been reported to FIBA, and FIBA will be deploying the FIBA Zone 6, which is the SADC countries committee, to one of their representatives to assist in obviously implementing our program to turn around and obviously going towards the elections. So the terms of reference have also been developed for what the committee is going to be doing with at least four months to ensure that all things that are done or required to be done, we will obviously have a new executive committee in the next 4 months. And then we have obviously, established a constitutional commission, which will deal with some of the things that have been sent by members, and also looking into shaping our constitution to ensure that they are able to clearly address the issues of the membership and women development, which is also key to FIBA's programs and plan. One of the key focus as well was is the club and membership and registration, and this is in line with what FIBA is now saying in all national federations, that the system that is used is more focused on clubs development and clubs participation. And as the country previously, we were not using that, so we started using that, and our competitions commission is playing a critical role in developing those plans for our organization. So in doing all of this, Chair, we are working with the provincial departments. We've obviously requested the provincial sports confederations to ensure that they are also supporting our provinces, particularly on providing any general administrative support. But we are obviously having a program where we are setting up structures in provinces. So the sports confederation and the departments are playing a very useful assistance in our organization as we are preparing these structures and obviously going towards the elections as well. So the steering committee is being led by SASCOC, and we have been engaging ourselves to ensure that we are in the process to commence the work, because it was done, I think it was about, if I'm not mistaken, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so all the work that is required by the steering committee that has been put in place will be done, and that process will be led by SASCOC. So some of the things, Chairperson, as I indicated, was to implement the decisions that were taken, and as I indicated, that the we had outstanding financial audit that was there, and those years that have been done. Task has been ticked, but also we are working with our current auditors to identify certain things that are of critical importance in terms of turning around the issue of our governance and financial management. There is an issue, Chairperson, to implement the recommendations of the forensic investigation report. I think it's one of the things that the minister has been very clear about. He wanted, some action on it. And again, this is a matter that we have obviously referred to the committee. As you know, that we do not have funds. Some of the things that involves, implementing and taking action against some of the things that had happened requires to have some funding. So this is one matter that we are seriously looking into, but as we indicated, that there is a case that has been opened. There is the subs or the hawks are always keeping us informed, We can also report that our audit, the new auditors took the initiative to report some of the things with the Hawks as per their regulations as well. And and since then, Mr. Victor, as the administrator, has been obviously been called from time to time by the Hawks to ensure that accountability insofar as the previous things are done. The administrative and financial resources are being provided, obviously, in terms of the department's commitment to this process was to ensure that our athletes are not able, obviously, to get in, you know, or to be victims of this process, though. So a plan has been requested, which will be formulated by the steering committee so that it is able to address those issues whilst we are obviously going towards the elections. So we're looking, obviously, Chair, to ensure that the new executive committee is in place and then obviously some full-time staff are part of the things that we have submitted to SASCOC and the department that as we stand now, we do not have people or even the office to operate in because of the challenges that we've had. And I think that that submission is receiving a favorable a response from the department. Can I request the next slide? So, Chairperson, I think it's critical that we show the status of the members that are composing a Basketball South Africa. We have the Eastern Cape Basketball, who is in office, Western Cape Basketball, Limpopo, Northwest Basketball, and Free State Basketball are all in office. They are in good standing. We also have our associate members, which are composed of Wheelchair Basketball, the Masters Basketball, or the South African Masters Basketball Association, the schools, South African Schools Basketball Association, the University Sports South Africa Basketball Association, and Basketball National League. Those members are in good standing. And as we are currently, and of course, we are being held back by the the lockdowns, which we believe now the process, because we are in level one, will continue. So KwaZulu-Natal is preparing for their elections out of the 10 municipalities and one district, which is eThekwini. They have hosted the 6 districts and plus one metro. So they are outstanding 4 of the local, of the district municipalities, so that they are able to go and have the new elections for the province. Northern Cape was assisted strongly by the department. There is a department official who is seconded to assist in the launch of the sports of the structures there. It was the last province that we received support, and we're hoping that obviously through the process of lockdown there will be some progress because they do not have a lot of districts that are composing of the province. Mpumalanga, Chairperson, they have completed their province, their district elections. They are at the process to have their provincial elections. They were put on hold because of the restrictions that we had, and so as Gauteng as well, they had finished. They are finished and with their districts, and they are also ready to go and have their provincial elections. And the reason why we do this is because we wanted to make sure that nobody is left out in electing a new executive committee, even though our constitution directs that it should be 50 plus one. So our focus is that every district and every province should be given an opportunity to have their elections, and all members who will be duly in being good standing are able to ensure that they participate in the process. But it also, Chairperson, to make sure, because we saw that, you know, the issue of the pandemic is is a challenge, and it will not go away as you have indicated. We have developed a website which is obviously having which is having effectively to provided tool for people to register and also deal with one of the critical things that the minister has asked us to address, which is the EPG report, and obviously that is one of the fundamental things that we've done, which is the development of this website, which will enable every athlete, every coach, manager, administrator to then log on onto the website to register, and will obviously be able to provide us the statistics that we need for us to comply with the submissions of the EPG. And that process in terms of that is going positively for us to submit the EPG submissions for this year ending 2021. So as I indicated, Chairperson, that despite these challenges that we have had, and even during the lockdown, there has been some capacity building programs that we've hosted through FIBA via online. And these courses include our coaches to ensure that they are registered and they attend continuous courses with FIBA, and obviously the registration of our international referees with FIBA, and obviously refreshing their courses. And these online webinars are continuously happening, and we are sharing them with our members as we go along. So, Chairperson, even through the activities that we have had, even during the times of difficulty, we wish to highlight that obviously our participation as this committee, we've tried that as and when we are able to raise funds privately and otherwise, we are not compromised to participate. So in 2017, you know, our team, you know, went to China to participate in the BRICS Games, where they brought in you know, the bronze medal. We also participated in the FIBA AfroBasket in 2017, which obviously was we qualified, not just being invited, but qualified for the first time, you know, since 2011. Our youth boys, girls, and girls in 2018, they took part in the under 16, where they brought in a silver medal, respectively. In 2019, our girls qualified for to participate in Rwanda in the under 16. Under 16 AfroBasket, and likewise respectively the boys had qualified to go and participate in Cape Verde for the under 16, and we also hosted in 2019 as the Zone 6 qualifiers in October 2019. Now these are part of the things that had taken place, which were key for us to deliver, even though there were competitions that we would have liked to participate, but obviously without funding, there were challenges. Chairperson, I want to end you know, our presentation by making a submission that whilst, you know, we report all of this, you know, Basketball South Africa is by far one court with a lot of opportunities that would be created for our young athletes and coaches and administrators. If we are not obviously having these challenges that we are reporting today, that I'm sure they have been reported previously. But we believe that, you know, one of the things that is critical is to unite our code. There is a very strong sense of a vision that is shared by people, even who are fans, who are basketball people, for a success of our federation. And I think the ball is on us as people in basketball to ensure that we are able to do that. So some of the plans that have been put in place and agreements, and I think the commitment that has been placed at our table by the minister himself, you know, are for us to then grab and ensure that we do not come back to this particular arena we find ourselves, and I think the support that we are getting from the department going forward, and the support that we require from SASCOC and provincial departments, you know, in our view, after the elections and the plans, we should be in a position to have the organization seeing itself outside of this negativity that has been reported even outside the arenas of basketball, or whether it's social media or elsewhere. And I think the commitment that we make is that, you know, we took the responsibility to ensure that we address the issue of compliance, of governance. We have not hidden it, and we still believe that some of the things that have happened, or individuals who have brought this organization to this dispute, should be able to be brought and be accountable for whatever that would have happened in the organization. And so our duty now is to assist that process, and obviously to work with the steering committee to hand over the organization to the people who are going to take leadership of it for the next term. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the time. Thank you.
Acting DG, I want to say.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I am glad that Ms. Sumaya Khan is here. I would request that she be the one who assists us in making further inputs on this one. Thank you, DG.
Thank you so much. DGG, Sumaya.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. And I want to acknowledge also the leadership of basketball, our acting DG, the deputy minister. And
just a moment, DGG. Honorable one, because I'm seeing your hand. You want to talk before the additions in this presentation?
No, Chairperson, I will talk after the presentation. Thank you.
Please down, okay. Take your hand down, because I stopped DGG because I was thinking that you want to talk until that they have finished presentation. I will not you. Thank you, Honorable Member. DGG.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think basketball has given us an overview of all of the issues that that has been creating them, the challenges they have, and all of the interventions. I think from our side, we've also identified that there were issues with regard to their governance. There were issues that were relating to the administration. We also acknowledge, Madam Chair, that they do have the current executive, and many of them are here on the platform. You know, they've been there in office since 2016, whereas an elected executive committee is supposed to serve for a period of 4 years. Madam Chair, I think the other issue that from our side as the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture is that Basketball South Africa is one of the 19 federations that is part of our EPG program in terms of submitting their report on transformation to the eminent persons group. And the report that we had also indicated areas of poor performance. The minister has engaged with Basketball South Africa. The report has been shared with Basketball South Africa that in most of the areas there has been underperformance. And Madam Chair, you would know that when the minister announces or when the report is finalized, the minister then has to take a decision with regards to any sanctions that must be provided or given to the federations. So in the case of Basketball South Africa, because of their underperformance based on, you know, their own governance and administrative challenges, the EPG has recommended that the federation be stripped of its bidding and hosting rights for international events as a sanction. But be that as it may, they were also further required to submit their revised barometer scorecard and for the rest of the period up to 2030. And also they needed to submit a plan that will address the high degree of dysfunctionality at a national level. And they also had to consider the comments on the observations of the previous and the current EPG reports. And also, it was important, Madam Chair, that the leadership had to indicate their commitment to change. And I think Basketball has presented all of the efforts that they are making towards those turnaround strategy. Madam Chair, as indicated by the President, we've had various sessions with Basketball. The Minister has had sessions with them. The Minister then directed that SASCOP, Basketball South Africa, and ourselves work on a turnaround strategy for Basketball South Africa. And we've also now looked at putting through that steering committee, putting together a steering committee that would then look at, you know, all of the issues that are plaguing them and how do we assist them. I think key, Madam Chair, is for this elective conference that Basketball South Africa hopes to host by the end of May. That will then be key to putting a new leadership into place. And then looking at the constitutional changes that need to be made, and then perhaps, you know, refining the administration of Basketball. Madam Chair, I think the Chairperson has spoken about the steering committee, so there's a lot of work that the steering committee will be involved in terms of setting up the terms of reference and the work, and to look at a plan of action that will take us right through to the elective conference. The President has also indicated, Madam Chair, that the department was not able to transfer funding to Basketball South Africa because of the fact that, you know, we are guided by the prescripts of the PFMA, that if there is no systems and governance and records are not properly administered and kept, we're not able to transfer funding. However, we have then used other mechanisms to make sure that they don't fall apart, and where there was a need for us to assist them, we've tried our best and provided that assistance. Madam Chair, we've also made provision for resources to assist in the recovery of Basketball as an interim measure, we're hoping that the steering committee that's in place, and in terms of the terms of reference, the steering committee made up of Basketball South Africa, SASCOC, ourselves as the department, and FIBA would report on a regular basis to the minister. Madam Chair, I would comment as we go along with any other queries. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, DDG. DDG.
Chairperson, I'm covered by the DDG.
Our Deputy Minister will get to a given question or discussion after discussion.
After discussion, Chair.
Thank you. I'm putting the presentation to the portfolio committee members to discuss and to engage with the
presentation, I'm seeing the head of Honorable Madimbozi, Honorable Mshongo, in that order. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Dennis Joseph, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Dennis, Honorable Sibisi.
Anne van Dyke.
Let me start. Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Madimbozi, Honorable Sibisi, Honorable Van Dyke, Honorable Dennis. Thank you. In that order, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I believe Sanele Ntiane is painting a very, very wrong picture of what is actually going on there. It's being a picture that everything is going fine. And another thing that got me worried, Chairperson, is that this meeting is a private meeting. And this meeting shouldn't be involving listened to by the third parties like Siri. Siri is an international thing that can listen to anything. So if he's going to be operating Siri while he is in a parliamentary meeting with us, I think that is not right. Another thing.
No, Honorable Madimbo, yes. Who are those that are not supposed to be in this meeting?
I am saying, Chairperson, that Mr. Sanele is busy operating Siri. Siri is an international gadget that listens to this. So he was busy fiddling with it while he was in the meeting that is private, the parliamentary South African meeting.
Just in that point, have you done that, Mr. Mtian?
Chairperson, I use a laptop which is it's a MacBook, so I'm not a person who knows about computers, but if I knew how to put it off, I would have done it. It was not intentional. I'm not sure that I'm the only one who might have this challenge, but it's something that came on automatic, and as and when, as I said, it came on, I did shut it down. Even to now, Chair, I don't know how it is operated, but I know it's a laptop that I bought that uses Siri, and I know it's Siri because I also have an iPhone, which obviously from time to time it talks. But my apologies, Chair, if I have done that, but it was not intentional.
Honorable members, whoever is going to talk, you must say something about what Honorable Mashimbozi informed us about. Honorable Mashimbozi.
Thank you, Chair. Talking about the basketball, I wonder if this basketball that is available right now, is this the organization that combined the former white basketball team and the former color Indian, which is the basketball Union of South Africa, because I don't see any other nationalities in this executive team. I'm only seeing black people in this basketball executive team, and I'm worried that if everything is all right with it. Madam Chair, I haven't heard much about the women professional basketball. And the information that was circulated to us that the women basketball team was only created sometime in December. And now my question is, how come is it
rated or ranked number 125 out of 158 in the world. How did that happen when it was, formed during these COVID times? And another thing is, there are so many irregularities that are being reported within this organization, and it is very tiring. It is very exasperating that to hear that there are development coming, development this and development. Meanwhile, nothing is really happening. And I can believe why the department never put money into this organization, because it never had no annual general meeting for almost 5 years or even more. How can they be be part of a working organization? I don't think this basketball team is really painting a real picture of what is going on. I think it is not happening. And how can it be even given an accolade of the best? I think the doors where it was voted as the best. I just forgot that. But all those things I think we are being played for fool by this organization. There is nothing that they are saying is correct, unless they must come bring us information and also facts about what they're talking about. Listen, this basketball team, who are these people that were held accountable for the mismanagement of this organization, and who are they? Can they be named? And what happened to them right now? You see, the ones that killed this organization up to this level where it is today. Chair, I will ask more questions as you go along. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mujibosi. Honorable Mshombo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I welcome the report. I wanted to find out what happened to the agreement between Basketball South Africa and Education Department, especially in the introduction of school sports. What is the status quo with that? And can you get more information, because the report or the presentation is not giving us more information? And regarding SASCOC fund, you stated clearly that SASCOC was administering your funds. From when and till when? How long did it take, and then how much was it allocated, the SASCOC administering your funds? Unless I failed to get something like that. But another issue, I wanted to find out that money, you didn't tell us more information that there were hiccups for you to get the money. Can you be open to us? Tell us exactly what happened regarding those funds. And your formation, I think I want to concur with you, Mr. Masingos. I don't see diversity in your team. What is it all about? Are you representing blacks only? Because we don't see any diversity, because we believe in the Rainbow Nation. And I can only see one woman, unless we have those two ladies, if they're not here, because you've only noted two apologies. Can I get more information on that? And can I ask the chairperson or the interim chair, can you be open to us? Give us more details for us to assist. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshombo. Honorable Sibisi.
Thank you, Chairperson, to the committee members and the basketball members and also the deputy minister. Tiane, one has been going through your report. When you go through the report, there is none that is being said about the Women's League, although Honorable Lim, I think, also has asked, and also about the youth development, club development, schools, and also Honorable Tongo has indicated. Now, according to the report, you took office in 2016, but when you go, or when we listen what is happening to your basketball, it seems as if you have been at the helm in this federation. And although I think when you were seconded by SASCOC, they were seconding you because they have a trust that once you took over, you will try to amend or you try to make the situation better. But since then, it seems as if the basketball has not rise above the issues. And even your term of office now has been in question because it's almost 5 to 6 years while you are sitting there, although we know that the term of office should be 4 years. What can you say? What can you be proud of apart from the investigations that you have instigated to be conducted? But again, in that report, we don't find any findings of those reports. What happens to those reports who have been found guilty? I mean, what is in your heart? What is it that you want us to assist you? Do you want to develop or do you want to see basketball being developed in South Africa? Are you proud of what is happening? Are you proud of the team? Are you proud of the team that you are being leading as we see that basketball is not performing? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sibisi, Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you to the presentation and the inputs that followed thereafter. I would just give an opinion. My opinion is that historically, listening to the presentation, that this sports code is dysfunctional, Chairperson, or has become dysfunctional. And I think the intervention of the minister and the department was the right decision at the time. I would like to ask Chairperson, and I've heard that under the section of leadership challenges that the sporting code basketball was placed under administration. I did not hear when under administration was lifted. So my question is, are they still under administration? If it was lifted, when was it lifted? I would like to know if Sanele and other board members get paid. Are they doing voluntary work or are they, after elected, gets a stipend or a salary? And then if there is finance reward coming to them, where does it come from? Does it come from sponsors or the department or SASCOC, or where does it come from? Chairperson, I'm glad to hear, but there's progress on the agreement on the submission of financial statements, which was done in September 2017. But I would like to hear now if that financial statement is available, as I've heard from Sanele that December 2020, that was ready. They've managed to make progress on that area, which is very important. So I would like to know that financial statement is available and when we can, the committee can see it, because I didn't see any financial reports that was submitted to this committee. I would like to ask Chairperson if Sanele can provide us with the reports and the financial expenses of the events that he referred to that basketball undertook. And then I would share the sentiments of the development and transformation of the sport, in particularly the working, the women and the rankings, the women development and also the rankings of the men's and the women, if we can just hear about information on that. The Chairperson, then my last point is the comment made by the DG, Sumaya Khan. And I think that was an important part of recovery plan, if I can call it under this functional unit, a sports code. My question to Ms. Khan is, what is the progress of the steering committee? And do you think that they will be ready by the time the elective conference comes that is planned for, I think, May? What is the progress, and are you satisfied with all the role players that is part of the steering committee in preparation for this important elective conference? Thank you very much for the opportunity, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Veronica van Dijk.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you also for the presentation. I'm not sure if I missed this information that I, or the question that I want to put forward. I want to know whether any action has been taken against the former executive of Basketball SA, which has technically bankrupted the administration of the sport. Has Basketball South Africa refunded the $6.9 million grant that the National Lotteries Commission had demanded it return? If so, how much, and how are the funds dispersed? The other question that I have is that the organization announced a partnership project with the NBA in 2015 to be piloted in 3 provinces, focusing mainly on those schools to give them access to the sport. It was also exploring converting some of the netball infrastructure in disadvantaged communities of the country. Can we please have an update on this? And we would like to know if any of these commitments has been kept. Then I also want to know when is the next basketball AGM scheduled to take place? Also, does Basketball South Africa or the Basketball National League have any sponsors? And my last question is based on slide 7. Why were commissions only formed in December 2020 when the Federation had been facing challenges for over 5 years? That'll be all. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Van Dijk. I don't see any other hand. Now, may I take this discussion back to you, Acting DG? I want you to lead us. How are they going to respond, and when the department is going to respond? I'm doing this thing in order that we must have the way of discussing. Thank you, Acting DG.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. I would request that Ms. Sumaya Khan responds to issues that are relevant to the department, whilst Mr. Mtiane responds specifically to issues that pertain to Basketball SA.
Thank you.
Great, Chair.
Okay. Honorable DGG, Ms. Sumaya.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you, DG, as well. Chairperson, I think key for our response was to indicate the work of the steering committee. As I indicated, Madam Chair, you know, the minister has convened several meetings with SASCOC and with Basketball in an effort to ensure that we have a speedy resolution of the challenges and to come up with a turnaround for Basketball. So firstly, the minister had asked that we provide a comprehensive report, and also an implementable action plan must be formulated. So when we look at that, I think the first thing was then to look at a steering committee. And obviously, we need to know who the members must be and also what the terms of reference. So the terms of reference, I think, between Basketball South Africa and SASCO, they completed this in January, the terms of reference. And we identified Basketball South Africa, SASCO, and the department as a chair, and then the department and the FIBA Africa Zone 6 to be part of that steering committee. At this stage, the department is still nominating its representatives on the steering committee. As much as the work of the steering committee itself, we've not gone The committee has not been set up fully because the representative from sport is still going to be nominated. But the work that is expected of the steering committee has started. If you look at, for example, the constitutional structure of basketball, 9 of the 16 structures are compliant and 5 of them are due to have their elections by the 30th of April. And also the school's basketball is due to have the elections, and a lot of this responsibility lies with Basketball South Africa and the board. Also, Madam Chair, the forensic report, as has been indicated, the report has been shared with the department, with SASCOC, etc. And Basketball South Africa has indicated that, you know, they're looking at some of the recommendations when resources become available, and at this stage we can't indicate any time frames related to that. We have communicated the EPG report to a Basketball South Africa, and we are waiting for them to give us their response, their action plan of how they are going to actually deal with those issues coming out of the EPG report. And then also, Madam Chair, the important thing was this road to the national elections. Basketball is busy with the constitutional amendments process to align to what SASCOC and what FIBA is saying. I think this has been finalized, due for adoption at the next AGM, which is due in April 2021. Also, this, as I have indicated, the issues with the structures, and also Basketball is busy with the national membership audit of their clubs, their activities, their leadership profile, etc. So those are some of the activities that are planned for the steering committee. The Basketball will talk about their leagues, etc., and I think there are questions around that as well. I think I've covered obviously the audited financial statements, etc. We would need copies of that as well, so that we can look at, you know, when the structures, when the elections take place, the new leadership in place, the structures form, then we'll be able to do any transfer of funds to the organization. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I see Mr. Mababulo's hand is up.
Hello, Chair.
Mababulo, we are on responses. I've seen your hand and Honorable Adams. Unless you want to raise a point of order, but if you want to contribute, we'll take in the next round. We're on responses.
Okay, it's fine, because I was disconnected. I don't know why I was disconnected. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you. We are back to the basket. Who's this? Mr. Mtiani. We are back to you, Mr. Mtiani, and your team. You are not alone. If the team want to assist you, they must do so.
Yep. Siyabonga kakhulu. Mama uZulani. I'm going to request, with your permission, that my colleagues also answer as a collective on some of the questions and clarities that have been raised by the members. And once more, Chair, you know, apologizing for that theory to all the members. I think I will go as per the order that you had given. Honorable Maldingo, yet asked the question about about the representation, you know, of the committee with other races, you know, or the whether it is inclusive. I think these are some of the things that we cannot contest. And of course, as we said, we'll be looking, we're having our constitutional commission dealing with that, with the, or addressing the issue of the of our own constitution, the issues of women and other races being inclusive are part of that. Of that engagement or discussion, so I'm confident that the new executive committee to be elected will address these issues. And of course, I want to indicate that as we are here, we take responsibility because we were elected and we are serving to hand over the organization. As part of the lesson again that we. Informed in 2012 when the organization was put under administration that we did not resign. When we saw that there were challenges that we were part of, that's why we're still here, because we wanted to fulfill that fiduciary duty to ensure that during the time that we were elected, we stand to be accountable. We hand over what had happened during our time. And so it is for that reason that some of us are still here. I think in my presentation I indicated that there was a leadership that was there, which we led collectively, you know, with them. And when they resigned, we saw us, you know, to take the responsibility that we should therefore engage these things. And unfortunately, as we indicate, that financial resources were not favorable to us. So. The issue of the women professional basketball, the formation of it, we do not have any structure of women that is separate that has been formed during the COVID-19 period, you know. But we do note that there are some structures that are being formed. We do not have any. Capacity to hold people who are a democratic country, but we obviously subscribe to how sports in this country is governed. You know, it's governed through the Act, it's governed through membership of SASCOC. We are part of an iron standing with SASCOC and FIBA, and all that we have done, even during this challenging times of our organization, we've ensured that, you know, we bring these things to this organization, including the department as well. So we therefore stand to be accountable to hand over all that we have that we have done. And I think we are very serious about that work. Otherwise, we would not be here. Look, Honorable Mhlongo asked the question about the agreements with SASCOC and School Sport. Our understanding of how school sport is done in this country is that the school sport as a directorate is led by the Department of Sport, and obviously we do there is, in terms of how structures need to be in place, committees that are set from provinces to the national level, where we have the national executive of school sport, which is headed by the chairperson, who chairperson, anyway, I've given the name, but they are a structure which was set up by the department, and I think the DDG had indicated that they will be also going into the elections. Because that part of it is handled by them. But what we know is that our involvement strongly with the schools is that we do provide the technical support for all their competitions and programs, whether from the district up until the national level. And we've always obviously participated in that. Our key relationship with the schools is that we understand that the ages, particularly under 18 and 16, which is the age group that we participate with when it comes to FIBA competitions, there is the age group that you find in schools, and they have assisted us in terms of shaping, and we use those competitions to elect or select our players to participate in the junior competitions. And I think most of the players that even participated in Botswana, as we indicated, they came from the schools, and therefore the relationship, in my view, is a relationship that exists between the relationship that we have, like all other federations. Recently, we have participated, obviously, in, I think last week, in the meetings that were specific to schools. Our members attended that meeting, so there is a cooperation between ourselves, our school sports structure, and the department in that regard. The SASCOC funds, how much was it? To be very precise, as I indicated, so Basketball South Africa could not apply for the money or for funding directly to the National Lotteries Commission. So we had to use the organization, SASCOC, which then applied on our behalf with a clear contract that was indicating how that money has to be used, and etc. So the amount which I recall was an amount of 10 million rands, and obviously with the detail or specific as to what it had to do. And I think after this meeting, Honorable Chairperson, we do have the contract. We can be able to submit to the executive committee, to the portfolio committee, that contract together with the NHS as to how it had to be spent, and that money was given, if I'm very correct, it was in 2015, early 2015. But Victor can also come and correct me if my submission is wrong, but it was in around 2015 early that we have. So we do have that contract of how that was given to us. And then there was an issue of diversity, which I think it also has been at the, it was a question from the Honorable Unjomane, and likewise with the issue of women. It was also done. Look, I think the specific was obviously saying the way he craps about to get the money, to get the money. I think if my colleagues can just answer that, there was also something that he had put to us. I didn't capture it correctly, but if my colleagues can assist there. And then Honorable Umakase, obviously, yes, put it very correctly. Look, particularly for myself, I did obviously serve as a vice president before I served in this committee, which I am now president. And as I indicated, this was before 2016. But I have been part of basketball from the time when I was KwaZulu-Natal president to where I am now serving in this executive committee. So yes, indeed, I have been involved in basketball. And our term of office had ended, as members have put it correctly, that it has ended, and that is why we had worked. In fact, our hope was that we're able to put the executive committee by 2020 if it had not, if we did not have a challenge with COVID, or if we did not have a lockdown. Our plans were very clear that at least by now we would have an executive committee. And that is the commitment we want to do. We want to do all of this, and working with the department and SASCOC to ensure that we're able to hand over. properly and as I indicated, involving all the structures that are composed of those who elect the executive committee of the National Committee. There is a lot of things that we have asked through the department in terms of the assistance as Umakase has requested, you know, what is it that we can be assisted with. You know, our assistance, you know, has been and what, you know, the department is now playing a role to provide the necessary environment for us to, you know, to do the necessary work for Basketball South Africa. And of course, funding becomes a key driver into implementing the objectives of the organization. We focus mainly on what are the challenges, because that's what has been confronting us. As I think the department indicated that they could not transfer the funds to us for us to work, and that has been a challenge for the organization or any other organization that they work with, because it's not in compliance. But I think if there are any other things, Chair, that you want us to submit to properly give the committee clearer information, I think Victor, as our administrator, is in the position to do that. We cannot be proud through you, Chairperson, Honorable Madase, when we are not performing, when we are not at our game. We cannot, and I think that has been our most biggest worry, because South Africa as a country and ourselves as an organization always has a potential to be above, or to perform to our best and to bring in the excellence and the medals that are required. And I think the results are such that we're able to to qualify, we're able to compete with the countries, and I think the interest that is coming from outside, including other, like there was a speaker or the honorable member who touched on the NBA and other corporate people with interest, you know, they want to see us, you know, being at our best. And I think that is what we're putting together, a plan, the turnaround plan to address those issues. Honorable Chair, we are not paid for what we do, and I think the only person that has always been paid would have been staff of the Federation. In this instance, it was Mr. Nyewe and other people who would be given stipends to do that. But the executive members who serve in the structures of Basketball South Africa are not paid any amount, except that they would receive stipends in terms of the S&T's policy that is guiding the organization, but there is nobody who receives a salary on the organization. The financial statements that we have indicated that they have been adopted, I think again, as of after this meeting, Chairperson, Mr. Victor Bergman would be in a position to submit and forward those two to the members of the organization. And with regards to the rankings, you know, our rankings are a subject to participating. And what we do understand, obviously, is that FIBA uses mostly our participation of our youth as a gauge to do the necessary rankings. I might not be correct, but that is the understanding I have. We do believe that with all the things that can be put in order in our federations, our rankings can be in a favorable position, because much as, you know, there is a lot of focus and participation and competition in other aspects when it comes to senior women and men, we need to participate more in our juniors. We need to create more competitions for us to be in a position to compete, and that is what this plan is seeking to do. mistake, ask some questions about the partnership with the NBA, and I want to respond, Honorable Chair, that the NBA is always and have always been with us since the program of the BWB, which begs then many years back, and they have obviously partnered even now with FIBA in terms of having a continental program which is called the Basketball Africa League, where one of our clubs, the Jozi Nuggets, participated in this competition. The partnership still exists in some of the provinces where they are having or they're running a program in the Northwest, and which is a junior NBA, and in Gauteng. However, this program, we have said to the NBA that it needs to be a program that where our schools are able to benefit from it, because they target juniors with that program. So the engagements with them and ourselves have been that it must be done structurally. They have been doing it, and they're still doing it, but it's not structural. It means, when I say structurally, it means it needs to be with all the participation of the schools, basketball, the provinces in which this program takes place, and also our executive also being stakeholders in that. I suppose if we were to extend it like how in KwaZulu-Natal they have Salga Games, it would be a good program where even our rural communities can benefit out of that that relationship. So the NBA does exist in terms of having the relationship with Basketball South Africa in doing some of the programs, including their commitments to the coaching programs which they have. They still engage us on those ones. The AGM, I think Mrs. Sumaya kind of indicated that we put on a focus to have it by May, upon all this that we have reported taking place, and that is what we still want to wish that we do comply with that target. And the commissions have been there. We made specific to or activating these other commissions because they become part of or the killer a pillar in terms of our strategy and formation, and we have been working. If you go to the coaches, we have done even during the period of the lockdown where we have created a Basketball South Africa has completed the coaching program or even creating the manuals that needs to be used, which are FIBA accredited, which are also SAQA accredited. But the only challenge that we have is that we do not have resources to then pay for these licenses, and then we go on a print. So all of those things have been things that have been done during the lockdown with the support of SASCOC coaching department and some officials from the CATSIDA as well, and we have been able to do those. So I think, Chairperson, as I indicated, I was able to note some, but I would allow through you some of my colleagues to add into the responses to your honorable members. Thank you.
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm speaking to myself. I was saying yesterday on Mr. Bergman.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Committee Members. I was hoping that our Deputy President could speak first before I continue, before I have my say. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Mtian, please direct your team as acting DG is doing. Direct your team, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. If I may allow Mr. Fondini to come in and also to provide responses, please. Thank you.
Thank you, President. Let me also take this opportunity, Madam Chair, to thank you for this particular sitting, and also the Deputy Minister, the Honourable Members, as well as the staff of the Department. Madam Chair, was to actually make a highlight around the issue of the women's basketball, because of the FIBA regulations, which is the body that governs basketball around the world, where it states quite clearly that as a federation, we are the custodians of both men's and women's basketball. And therefore, obviously, the issues that have actually have been coming up even on the social media, including the issues where there are groups that are actually forming, organizations outside the federation itself, are perhaps maybe some of the issues which are arising out of the concerns due to the fact that, women's basketball is one aspect of our game which has not yet seen proper development over a number of years. As much as though in all the districts, including provinces, it is expected that all clubs that are extradition, in fact, the recognition of any club in basketball should have at least a women's team as well as a men's team as well as a junior team, including technical officials, which is something in terms of our compliance we are trying to make sure that we do implement. However, at the same time, there were some expectations, I think, at about around 2015, when the announcement of the BNL was in fact made, when the E-League that was launched by the then Minister, Minister Mbalula, where in fact he said that, by 2015, there would also be a launch of a women's league. One would understand why even the frustration has come about, in as far as why BNL has not been able to become the success which was anticipated, and the frustration thereof of not having the Women's League, which has not been launched since the announcement by the minister. And obviously, one is to take note that obviously we have taken steps in terms of ensuring that women's basketball gets attention. It is also important to highlight in this sitting as well that, there are women's competitions that are running by all our members, including provinces as well as associate members. One would also recall that we've got partnerships with other entities such as the STU University Sport, which is also running national competition as far as the women's basketball is concerned. You'd also come across wheelchair basketball is also doing well in terms of promoting women's basketball. So it's an area, obviously, in terms of going forward with receiving attention around the issues of a turnaround strategy. But I must also highlight and correct the fact that, the new organization that has actually been formed has got nothing to do on, not aligned to the rankings that the international body is in fact making. Lastly, Madam Chair, I think it is important also to further, indicate in this sitting that indeed we have provided the forensic report. The forensic report around the issues which are happening in basketball, which I think the secretary of the committee has that particular report. And lastly, Chair, I think there was a question around the members that were in charge in basketball. As I think in the presentation we've highlighted the fact that some of those resignation of the members that were in charge of the federation or leading us in the federation at the time came to us as a big surprise, and I think in the forensic report itself and as well as in the presentation we did indicate that we were led amongst others by Mr. Graham Abrahams, as well as Mr. Albert Mukwena, for which this is around also the same time where some of the problems which we're encountering had come about. I just thought I needed to highlight that, and thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, if I can then allow Mr. Victor Berthman, who has been the, a key member in the administration, to come in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you once again, Honorable of the Portfolio Committee and the members. Ministers, all protocols observed. I want to start by just maybe a few correction so that it goes on record properly. And then from there on I will respond to the questions that have been put by our honorable members. The first one is just as our president was talking, he was mentioning the word stipend being paid to Passport South Africa staff. In fact, it's actually salaries and wages that were paid to Passport South Africa staff. I just needed that one to be corrected for record. And then, including even a suspension was paid to Mr. Tshepo Nyewe when we uncovered that there were maladministration happening, and when we investigated and suspended him, he was paid his salary, so continued, he was in paid suspension. That is from 2016. Basketball South Africa, in terms of the Basketball National League, has been severed from having any involvement with the BNL since the day Mr. Elliot Mukwena and Mr. Graham Abrams resigned on the same day at the AGM in 2014. So when they resigned, we've never seen any reports or anything of being in a board meeting of Basketball National League as Basketball South Africa. I think that's just quickly needed to be highlighted. Honorable Chair, Honorable Madengozi was talking about theory. One of the reasons why have been asked by the board to be involved with the administration of basketball is because of my IT background. So I just wanted to caution Mr. Madengozi in terms of technology, just to make him aware that even the Zoom that we are using now, it's not one that was made here in South Africa. It does itself is an American product. So Siri is a technology that comes with Apple products that responds whenever it wants to respond as it hears your voice, because it might misconstrue your output. It might think you want to talk to it, but then it's just there responding. Microsoft Windows itself, as we're speaking now, have got their own Siri-like technology, which is called Cortana. So as we speak, it can also just respond now and ask me what is it that I want. So some of these things, it's not that our president was fiddling with any technology to disrespect the meeting. The AGMs, Honorable Madengozi mentioned that no AGMs in Basketball South Africa were held for 5 years. That is not correct. We had an AGM every year, and I think it must have been put there in the report if you checked it out. So I'm not sure where you got that information from. I've already responded to him talking about the perpetrators that should be mentioned. For now, what we have on record is that that is part of the forensic order that we submitted, is that Mr. Tshepo Nyewe, we've opened the case. There is a case number. We've opened that case in 2017, when we were directed by our National General Counsel to move. Oh, no, it's not 2017. My apologies, Honorable Chair. It's for 2018, when we were instructed by our NGO.
Honorable Songa, I've seen your head.
Question later, Chair. There's a follow-up question.
I've asked honorable members to raise your hand after the people who are on the floor finish, because I've got a disturbance about the hands while somebody is talking. I do have some hands that have knocked, but please go on, Mr. Bestman. And Mr. Fondin, lower your hand. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah. And Honorable Madlingo also asked, who are we, obviously speaking of our background, where we're from as the current executive. And the answer here is that, simple one, all of us, as we are in the executive right now, we were elected into this position. And we are all former chairpersons of provinces. We've all served on our provinces. So we don't come from another sport coach, or we've been done a favor by everyone, or anyone for that matter. I've been in basketball personally for over 30 years now. And that is who we are. The other, Honorable Madlingozi, has been covered by my other, by my colleagues. Honorable Sibisi, the issue of
the gentleman, you must not, all of you, when we are responding, not to relax, because we have time frames and we're still going to have follow-up questions. We must bear with us. We don't have the whole day. We need that members must have enough time to engage you. With your respect, try to be faster when we are answering. I do respect you, but I need that the members, they must do also follow up questions before time up of what we are allocated for. Thank you so much.
Noted, Chair, Honorable Chair. Thank you for that. Honorable Joseph was asking if the basketball South Africa is still under the administration. No, we're not under administration. When Mr. Graham Evans took over as the president, before he took over, that is when Basketball South Africa was under administration. They are the team that worked towards getting Basketball South Africa out of that administration. And at the time when funds were managed by SASCOP for Basketball South Africa was prior to the beginning of 2014. So after that, in 2014, that is when funds were now starting to come into Basketball South Africa directly. And in terms of the funds that were carried over, the grants from 2014 to 2015, that is the last time when we've seen funds being deposited into Basketball South Africa account. And just for 2014 to 2015, between SRSA, which transferred 19,982,000 to Basketball South Africa, SASCOP, who transferred 5,386,000 to Basketball South Africa in that period, and SuperSport, who transferred 2.6 million to Basketball South Africa 2014 to 2015, and that is when Graham Evans and was the president of Basketball South Africa. And as we all know, the date, I think I've mentioned when they resigned in 2015 in December at AGM that we had. So since then, Basketball South Africa was not funded by SRSA at the time. It's now GSEC. And that reason of Maxwell South Africa had not been funded after Mr. Graham Abrahams resigned as president. And also that's the year when basketball was voted Federation of the Year, as it was mentioned by one of the honorary members. We don't understand why in 2016, going for 2016-17, we didn't receive funding. And up to today, we are now busy with correcting our administration with assistance of the current minister, who's really hands-on, which we haven't experienced in all these years while we were executive over the four, as one of the members said, 5 years. It's not fully 5 years yet, but we've never had this kind of hands-on assistance that we're experiencing now since the current minister of DSEC is involved. And I think that needs to be highlighted. We've never gotten the assistance hands-on as we are getting it now, including some of the funds that are being put through, not into our coffers, but we are able to submit invoices to the department, and then they will take care of them, like, for example, our affiliation fees to FIBA, etc. As part of them making sure that we get basketball back to where it's supposed to be. And that is basically, for now, what I can respond to. And I hope the members get some of the information that were outstanding in terms of some of the administration. Currently, we don't have an administration staff. That's it.
Thank you. Before I give Honorable Mamabulo Adams, Honorable Mshongo, I wanted to say thank you to you, Basket South Africa, to come and put presentation. About 3 to 4 questions that I want to raise. I'm suspecting and I want to be corrected. Mr. Mtiane, when in the last parliament you came to present to the committee, I'm suspecting it was 2015, you did come with a delegation where you did tell us that when you were there, the situation was very bad, and you made it together as collective, that is the settlement of the millions which were off were settled, and then basketball was up to date with everything. I want to ask, what happened after 2015 that now you are in this state of affairs? Secondly, being chairpersons of provinces, we need to have an interest of what is going on in your provinces concerning the basketball in your schools, back to your provinces. We can't have a leadership coming here saying that we don't know it's the role of the Department of Education whilst we are presenting your provinces. It's very strange to me, that answer. The next question, or my comment is that the DDG is reporting that according to the EPG, you are not yet presented anything, any plan to the department, and yet we have a date which you're giving us that come May, 21st May, we are going for AGM, whilst even the steering committee is not yet there formed. The department, as we are saying, it's even here saying that it's going to assist you about the steering committee together with SASCOC. But is it not too early to tell us about the date of the AGM, I'm suspecting that would love to see this happened. To what happened to Mr. Mtia, we have said members must respond. We are aware that our Zoom, some other things are from abroad. They can intercept anything whilst we're talking. So it's a pity that you couldn't answer like that. I was saying that even the members will be aware that we are all not safe, even in our own phones. We are not safe. But let me thank also the part that each department is doing and assisting you. But we cannot not want that department must act where you are failing this basketball, because EPG, it's a norm that each and every structure or entity must follow it. Some of us, we do support what they are saying today to us. Thank you so much, Honorable Mamabulo, followed by Honorable Adams, and then Honorable Mshongo, in that order. Oh, I'm seeing Honorable Majimbosi. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Mine was built on the youth development. I can see that they are playing the National League and so on, but they did not indicate anything about youth development, whether they have the under 17s, the under 20s, under 23s, like in soccer, in the Safa case, we have the development, we have the under 12, 15, 17, and so on. In that report, which I've read, I did not see anything about youth development, so I need clarity on that only, and I'll be covered, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mamabolo. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, mine will be on women development. I wanted to know how much resources are allocated towards the women development and participation in basketball. And nationally, how many semi-professional women basket teams are there? And my last question will be, a lot of challenges which continue to threaten basketball South Africa existence in the long term. Is there a turnaround plan? And basket South Africa, does it receive any funding assistance from NBA and FIBA? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Mshongo.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I wanted to follow up, and above all, there's a contradiction between the two gentlemen. Another one is saying it's salary, it's wages, there's no salary, there's no wages. How much are the members getting? Do they get stipend, and how much it is, especially the six members? And we, and obviously, because the chairperson tried to say, or the respond guys try to say with in line with the SMT, how much it is that is in line with the SMT. The case was open in 2018 to date. What is the status of the case? And regarding the forensic report, I wanted to find out what are the timelines for the implementation of the recommendations and the findings. Especially, I see the policy issues, conflict of interest, regular expenditure, which were highlighted. Can we have the timelines before your AGMs? And one thing that I wanted to ask above all, I think I follow up on your question, Chairperson. The committee, the Chairperson came in 2015. That was my question, the first question. There was an agreement that there will be school sports. What is the status to date?
I think that question was not answered because it started saying it was a self-court issue. Another question, Chair, can we get an understanding if I understood well, especially on the presentation? It says SASCOC received fund on behalf of Basket South Africa. How much was it from which year to which date? And then the total, how long did they get? There were issues. I think I want us, the chairperson must be open to us. What were the stumbling block or what were the issues? Because you raised a concern that sometimes you didn't get the funding. What were the issues? What were the stumbling block? The last question, Chair, they're running away. The diversity of the team. I think it's so important. We see three men and one gentleman. Can we get the interim team that six? How many white male, white female? To how many colors, Indian, that is diversity. Young people or old people, that is diversity. Disability or not disability. I think let's get an understanding exactly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Mashingozi.
Thank you, Chair. I will go again, ask the question, Chair, that when was the women's basketball formed and how did they get their ranking as they are ranked in the world and also in Africa? That question, you know, haven't been answered yet. And again, how many annual general meetings have you had, Mr. Bachmann? Chairperson, this organization is in a mess, and it is run by these black people that I'm seeing. And why I'm saying these black people? I am saying because basketball mainly is a sport that is mainly done by black people, and just like swimming is mainly done by white people. And the way this organization is being run is questionable. And I'm not going to mince my words, but because we have Mr. Bachmann, who is proudly saying that he's been there for 30 years, chairperson. So which means that he is part of the mess that this organization is under right now. And also, I would want you to ask Mr. Bachmann, Mr. Chairperson, that if there have been any time in the past where the finance audit and the risk committee has been done properly, and if there is, what happened, and also the people that have been implicated in running down this organization to the lowest level as it is right now, what happened to them? If he has been there with them for all these years, what did he do about what was happening there? And Chairperson, I would like to ask the organization that there is Boxing South Africa, which is BSA, and now there is Basketball South Africa, which is also BSA. Do they not see any confusion there? And if it is, how are they going to deal with it? I will stand and wait for the responses, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mashingozi. Honorable Siyali.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Try to be in a system.
Yes. Am I not audible, Chair?
When you started, but now we are very clear and audible.
Thanks very much, Chair. I was saying greetings to all and the DPG Minister. And I also join colleagues in welcoming the presentation. Although the presentation paints a very worrying picture. Maybe I should start by commenting on the ESIRA issue, Chair. I think the the Honorable Madlingos was not questioning the use or not use of SIRA. It was disturbing when it was interrupting the flow of the meeting. I think that's where the problem is. And anything that disrupts the flow of the meeting is irritating. That's where the problem is. My question, Chair, how much has the department budgeted for Basketball South Africa? And how much are they receiving, if they are still receiving, from National Lottery on an annual basis? In their presentation, there was mention of a franchise. I just want to understand the implications, because it came to me as if there are other people somewhere who are having 70% shares in this organization. Now, what are the implications of that? Does it mean, for example, when the department disperses money to the organization, the part that owns 70% is able to claim 70% share of everything? If they can just explain the implication of that. And this one maybe is directed to the DM as part of the political head. Like I said, the picture painted here is that of a house on fire. It does not come across as an encouraging picture. What is the department, especially the ministry, doing to make sure that the things are coming back to normal? I heard they are talking of a turnaround strategy, but I don't hear commitment. Whether that turnaround strategy is there, and whether there is commitment to the turnaround strategy, and whether they are still developing a turnaround strategy. Can they disclose any form of sponsorship that they got or that they are receiving? Now they are saying they are preparing for an AGM. I'm not sure. I heard that they must amend the constitution to be in line with the world's standards. Will they be done with the amendment of the constitution by May when they go to the AGM? And lastly, Chair, how does the organization, Basketball South Africa, function as an organization without the necessary human resources? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Siabe, Mr. Mtiang.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me comment from your responding from your own clarity. And I think somehow we try and save the soul of the organization. A lot of things that has happened, you know, I think we've given, if not, I would want to check whether the members did receive the forensic, a report that we are talking about, because some of the things that are there are clearly things that will be clear as to what has happened to answer your question. What we do not shy away, and I think even from the engagements that we've had with the minister, is that the things that have happened also involve participants, some participation from the department, from the SASCOC itself, and all of those are contained in the report. What is outstanding about it is that which is a question that members are asking, which we should be providing the committee, is since then what we have done with it. And I think the capacity for it has been outstanding for us to take action. What we obviously have at our disposal at the moment is that this case, who's the main person was Mr. Nyewe. He is a fugitive because the Hawks have briefed us that they are looking for him. He is in hiding. He's not answering his calls, etc. But that does not mean that he is the only person that is obviously responsible for what we refer as the mess and what members are seeing. So that action is. Has been presented to the minister, and I think it's one of the key things that we look forward in ensuring that it is attended to. As I indicated, the minister, I'm sure if he was here, he would have answered that he has a strong interest on those that were participants in such a problem that brought us to this. I do not want Chair to comment further, you know, into it and say this one is this one, because those people that are responsible to do that investigation will be our law enforcement agencies who are busy dealing with that. The role on school, Chairperson, I want to clarify to say yes, we are involved, Chairperson. You know, our involvement, as I said, it is strongly to provide our technical responsibility, which is what national federations do. My understanding is that the department, insofar as putting together all other things, particularly with administrating the schools, they play a responsibility. But our structures are made of the people that participate, most of them coming from the school. The position that we have taken as part of going forward with dealing with the schools is that all schools, because FIBA has turned the strategy to be about clubs, is that we're encouraging that all schools will be changed to be clubs, and then their participation would be such that they will form part of the club development system, which involves both girls and boys. So members, again, I will request when they answer Victor, if you come in, you can report on what the meeting about the schools that we were invited last week, what were the deliberations, so that we are able to give the committee. The EPG report, Madam Chair, well, I want to clarify that the information that is needed by the EPG committee is due to be given by federations by March 2021, which is the end of this month, and we are at the helm of ensuring that we are compliant. And I think the status, when we checked, it was such that it was because it's submitted by provinces. There was at least four provinces which have already submitted that information, and Vika and Smongile are tasked to ensure that with timelines that by at least this week ending, there will be some more as well that would have been received. But we would ensure that for this period, because we have not complied for the past, but for this period, we are ensuring that we would comply to make the submission before the date that is required, which is the 30th or if not 31st of March, and that is what we have got a plan to do, and we will be able to submit. There was a question from Honourable Mamabolo about the youth development, and I want to be very honest, colleagues, because we don't want to paint a wrong picture. Basketball South Africa has a problem of governance and administration. It has been reported, the committee, I think the chairperson has a very strong recall in terms of what we had reported. Yes, Chair, it was in 2015 about what the organization was having. So some of the programs are continuously, they are continuing. You know, we have got a very strong focus on the schools, and our provinces continue to implement the programs, most of them that are involved in the youth, with the youth. Our associations and clubs, they do participate in programs. Like I mentioned, when you go to KwaZulu-Natal, KwaZulu-Natal Basketball, South Africa Basketball participate in the SALGA Games. If you go to Gauteng, there's a program in Gauteng that involves all other age groups that also where they participate. So the ability to have, not to have enough funding does not eliminate us from participating in our programs, which mainly are biased to the youth. What is of importance is obviously to fix the part that is critical to have the organization, which is, I think it's three pillars, which is leadership, administration, and governance, which opposed with accountability. That is the part that is obviously challenged, but we are obviously ensuring that the youth they do not feel disadvantaged about this. With regards to the turnaround plan, I think, you know, with Ms. Adams, if I'm correct, she asked about the women's, you know, we have not done as much as we could do. I mean, we receive an allocation of 1.2 million rand annually for the organization from the department, and all of those mostly are for capacity buildings and some of the programs that we might have. So it is quite difficult that we might be in a position to address all other things, you know, throughout the country. However, it does not also eliminate us as an organization to prioritize key things, particularly that our country, South Africa, our government wants to address, which is youth development and women as well, being at the center of receiving these programs or any other things as part of capacity building. And therefore, my colleagues indicated that it was the wish of then Minister Mbalula, who wanted that at least by a certain time we would have had a women's league that is at the level of what the Basketball National League is at. And I think that together with what FIBA is doing has then given us in our turnaround plan to focus on women. We're saying women because there is also a potential that is similar to men. In 2015, they qualified for the AfroBasket. You know, they'd gone to Cameroon. So that showed the potential of our women as well. In, you know, our girls, as we indicated, were in Botswana, where they brought also our silver and they qualified. So it's of critical that we also prioritize our women and our girls. So that also is contained in the turnaround plan that we have put in place, and the steering committee will obviously be working with that to ensure that if ever everything is required, they will assist. We have not received, Madam Chair, any funding from the NPA. We have not received, there is nothing that we know of. And FIBA as well does not give us any funding, except that they will obviously give you the monies for as and when they are international AGMs. But if you do not or if you owe monies for your annual affiliation fee, they will obviously not give it to you, but they will then redirect it to your registration. But as far as we have been and as far as we know, nothing has come to us as a form of funding from both these structures that have been requested to. Quite a few from Ubabu Njomani. I think there is a very strong clarity insofar as
the SNC that you are indicating. I think I'll let Victor to answer on most of the things that is there, but I want to respond about the SASCOC, which I said, Madam Chairperson, we are happy to provide that contract that was between SASCOC and Basketball South Africa, and it's correct that the money we received it from South Africa, from SASCOC on behalf, or SASCOC received it on behalf of our organization, and that was around 10 million rand. Now, that money was given to us, and it had to be applied in terms of the trenches that were in line with the lottery application. What we noted which went wrong, and we are now sure of, Chairperson, about that, which obviously gave us, as we indicated in our report firstly, that we wanted an investigation, is that some of the money, which was about 2.5 million rands, was then given from SASCOC by the then administration under Tabi Reddy, and it was given to Basketball National League, you know, and it was obviously not part of what was in the contract. That is why we then had, we raised our eyebrows about the wrong things that had happened, which then went on to say what are the other things that were there. So that on its own was a challenge. It is a matter that is covered in the forensic investigation. It is something that we have written to SASCOC about it. They are aware of it, and there is now a new executive committee which has obviously indicated that they are they will be giving us, or they'll be dealing with the issue as we go along. So we are unable to get any funding through SASCOC, through the national lotteries because of such a challenge. And I think it's a matter that is seriously at the hands of us and SASCOC. The timelines for the recommendations and findings, you know, we these are things that we've obviously referred to the steering committee to deal with it, because some of it, as we indicated, when you need to take the matters and go to court and argue anything about it, we do not have the funds to do that. You know, so this is something that we've obviously indicated to SASCOC that as and when we are taken to court or we need to refer things to the court of law about it, you know, they will obviously come in to come and assist on those type of things. And I think the diversity of the team, we've considered that that has been highlighted and noted, and obviously going forward, it is something that the EPG seeks to address. It is something that the new executive committee, or the process towards the elections of the new executive committee, must be able to, you know, to address. The one thing I could respond on, I think I did indicate, Chair, we don't have a women's basketball that was formed. This is a clarity from Mr. of Honorable Madingozi. In fact, we are not even aware of anything that is there. We've explained how basketball is structured, and I think we don't have anything that is called the South African Women's Basketball Association. It's not part of anything that has got to do with Basketball South Africa. We've had AGMs. I think Victor, if again he can provide the committee on the number of AGMs or general meetings we've had over the period, and if also with minutes, I think Chairperson, that can be provided to yourself as well. But the other one is Basketball South Africa and boxing. That has been an ongoing issue as to who uses the abbreviation BSA, you know, and but the end of the matter is that Basketball South Africa took initiative to call the organization Basketball SA in abbreviation, but we are Basketball South Africa. Both of us, our organization start with B, and I think it's an issue that is always put clearly when we
communicate that we are Basketball SA in abbreviation, but we are Basketball South Africa. Honorable Siabe, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the issue of SRSA funding, the DG, acting DG and the DDG are here. They could confirm what I'm saying is correct, but it is in the region of 1.2 million rands that we receive, as we indicated at the moment, because of compliance. We are receiving it, you know, through the process that they've put in place, and it has assisted. We've received some commitment, which they have not obviously given to us again for the financial year, of such an amount as well. So those issues, I think, are issues that will be engaged in terms of ourselves and them. And then the franchises. So this is, Chair, the issue which I'm sure you'll be aware of the Basketball National League, which is a league like SAFA in basketball. So Basketball South Africa, as it was formed as a model, was that it is going to be an entity where Basketball South Africa will have 30% of shares in it, with the 70% being owned by the Basketball National League themselves. So that is how it was formed. So the franchises are such that when the Minister Fikile Mbalula, at Sports and Recreation at the time, it was a league that had teams only in KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape and KZN. And so when the minister got in, the interest was to ensure representation of all provinces. So there was an addition of all the other franchises in other provinces, and there is a league that you are referring to. But as far as getting the resources and funding from those ones, I think what used to happen, and I think the department can come in here, is that every time when we received the funds at that time, Basketball South Africa will receive 2 million rands and the league will receive 2 million rands of the amount to then go and do their work. The challenge came in when we took over and then the monies were no longer given to Basketball South Africa, and they were then given to Basketball National League directly, which caused a problem because of accountability, etc. And so these are things that have, as I indicate, that they've hindered us to, you know, to progress. You know, we've raised it with the department then at the time when Mr. Alec Moweni was there, and I think now that we are here, there's been a lesson for us to turn around and do things right. And that is what the minister and all other officials have been committed to do. And we're excited about that, because on the issue alone, Chairperson, we must say that we have referred the issue of the BNL, Basketball South Africa, to the minister himself to deal with it, because our belief, as we referred it as, we raised it as Basketball South Africa, we believe that some of the things, as Mr. Mbalula was involved in the formation, they will require the attention of the minister and the ministry to deal with those issues. So some of the things would have been outstanding on the issue, but they require a strong clarity, and also to put this organization to be what it is. It does form a problem. There is a conflict. I think even the previous election committee that was in the parliament, the fourth parliament, if I'm not mistaken, will raise the issue as well on this issue. Disclose what we are receiving. Chairperson, we have not received any money, you know, from the time 2015. From the time 2015 December and now, directly as Basketball South Africa, besides some monies that we reported earlier on, that in 2017 our national team qualified to go into the African African Championships, which is called AfroBasket. That funding was received from SASCOC because it was a remainder of the monies that were from the Lotto. And it was accounted, it was sent to the Lotto, it has been audited as well. That is why we're able to have our club in 2017, our team, national men's team, going to play in Africa. And that was what we received. And we have accounted for those fundings. And the last point about the human resources, indeed, Chairperson, for now, again with the involvement of the minister, is that there has been the minister has indicated that support needs to be given to Basketball South Africa, and SASCOC took the initiative to say they will do that. There has been an administrator seconded by SASCOC who has been in communication with Victor to ensure that administratively we're able to get assistance. I think much as Chair, there is a bad picture about our organization, which we concede, you know, but we want to say there has been a commitment as well from all, everybody, Basketball South Africa, the department in particular, and SASCOC, to ensure that this, as it's understood, it is obviously looked at, and there's a correcting, there are things that are corrected, particularly those that are putting us at the week. I will allow the last person, Chairperson, the Victor, to answer the questions which mostly were asked by Honorable Ntlongo, because they form part of some things that I don't want to contradict myself as yet indicated. Thank you, Ngiyabonga, Sal.
Before that, DM, can you get in before Mr. Fondin? I don't know whether Mr. Bergman is. DM.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you very much for allowing me to come in. I just want first to apologize, Chair, for the acting DG. I think he has left the meeting because he has to rush for another meeting with the minister and the NAC. So I have asked him to leave. But I wanted to comment on the discussion and appreciate the issues that the members are raising around the issue of basketball, particularly as the issues have been highlighted in the report: challenges of administration, challenges of governance, challenges of transformation, which are a big issue, and also the issue that has been raised by the Eminent Persons Group report, which is the EPG. Now, because the Basketball South Africa has not been to this portfolio committee in years, and they are coming here now. And I think the report, how it is structured, it had then to give the historical background of what has happened since the time they have been with the portfolio committee in the last term. Now, what then the report, I think for me, is lacking is what they are doing now since those challenges. That's why you see members being grappling with way forward in terms of what is being done. And I suspect that what needs to happen, Chair, is that as the Basketball South Africa says, and I think DDG Sumaya has also alluded to this, that there is assistance that is being given to Basketball South Africa by the department, by SASCOC, by FIBA, and themselves, and the steering committee that is trying to make sure that things are being shaped into place in preparation for the AGM in April, May. Now, what probably should have happened is that there could have been another set of a report which details what has happened or what is happening now as a way to to their AGM. For instance, the fact that they have met with the minister several times and recommendations have been made, a steering committee has been proposed, which is assisting them. The fact that, of course, they can't receive money as yet, because the reason was clear is that even from the forensic report, the money couldn't go to them because they have not been able to submit financial statements. And the department couldn't then give money to them. The money had to go either to SASCOC or previously to the Sport for Social Change Network, because obviously it was going to be an audit query for the department to keep on giving money to BSA when BSA has not accounted for the money given before. Now, I think what needs then to happen is that if the team agrees, the executive of the Basketball South Africa,
supported by the department through the DG. There is supposed to be now a report which is a roadmap. A roadmap to April. Because some of the questions that are being asked by the members are fair questions. Because the questions are you ready for this AGM in April May that you are talking about? If we can get a report which is a roadmap that says, since these challenges, because the challenges that now we seem to be talking to them all the time are the challenges that are before 2017, which unfortunately they are dealing with them. But because the report still starts at those challenges, members have got no choice but to deal with the report in front of them, which still deals with those challenges. The best way to move forward is for a report, an updated report, that must be prepared by Basketball South Africa together with the department, which maps the way forward, which must be submitted to the portfolio committee, which will talk to the issues that the members have raised. If that report has been here as an agenda, we should, some of the questions shouldn't arise. So I thought it's important that we do that. And maybe give a time frame to say when must they give that report, so that we are able to have the comfort as the portfolio committee to say we are comfortable that they can go to their general meeting. For me, we will sit here and raise these issues, because unfortunately the report that they have submitted is still a report with problems. It is not a report that deals in, you know, with way forward in detail. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, DM. Now we do understand where we are. Mr. Mtiani, filled in your team.
Chairperson, I requested Mr. Victor Bergman to answer, especially...
Mr. Bergman?
Yes. Thank you, sir. The first one that I need to start with is the clarity of the salaries and wages to staff. The executive, as we said here, we are not staff. So when I was making mention of salaries and wages, I made it clear that it went to staff. So the national administrator, which is Mr. Chapanyewe, and about 15,000 rand a month, which was up to 20,000. And then he had support staff, which were like interns, and they were paid wages, including a cleaner that was paid wages. And then as far as the executive is concerned, there is a what we call an administrative assistant fee of 500 rand a month, which was allocated to us even during the time of Mr. Graham Abrams, but obviously now after they have left and all the taps were closed up, you know, there wasn't really much. So even the data that I'm using and all of my colleagues, it's our personal finances, because there was another question of how are we functioning. But there's no administrative fund that comes to us even from the department as we're speaking, but that has been mentioned to our minister, who has then given that instruction that an administrator from Basketball South Africa side should be made available with full time, and then also from SASCOC side during this path towards our elections. And then when Honorable Madlingo, he was asking, two questions that he directed to me. I didn't get them. There was something wrong with the network. So if it's possible, Chair, just for him, just to give me those two questions again, unless if they were covered already. I think that, and then just a clarity again on the issue of the funds and why we didn't receive funds. At the AGM in 2015, where Mr. Graham Abrams resigned, there was a financial report that was tabled and approved, and we did our submissions to the department. And
If you look at our statement, you would see that on the 15th of August 2015, Basco South Africa was still paying money to the BNL to the tune of 2 million rand. But directly after that, Basco South Africa, after the president, Graham Abrams, had left, Basco South Africa didn't receive any funds anymore from government. But like my president has mentioned, the BNL still continued to get funding directly. So I don't know how the funding was reported that actually came through Basco South Africa coffers to BNL that would have approved the payment the following financial year to go directly to BNL and zero to Basco South Africa. So it's neither here or not there, because we did make our strong request even to the DG, to Mr. Alec Mohemi, to assist us in even paying directly for an auditor to assist us with the audit of our books, and he refused. The only time we got assistance is now with the new minister. So things have been closed up for us to collapse. But unfortunately, one thing that I can say we are proud of, one of the questions that was also raised, is the fact that we didn't jump ship when things were tough. We stayed and we dealt with our fiduciary duty, because we understand the outcome if you do not respect or understand what fiduciary duty means. As far as the financial statements are concerned, I've already covered that we did have, and then the roadmap definitely we will send to you, Honorable Marshall. You are very correct in what you were saying, also with the background. Is there anything, I just want to check if there's anything that I missed. I think the president covered everything, and then the EPG also, Honorable Chair. Basco South Africa did do submissions even after we didn't have funds to the EPG. We started struggling about 2 years after we were left dry, because we didn't have financial resources and we had to work from our personal pocket in order to just even make a phone call or to have data to communicate with provinces for them to submit a report. But now with the support that we're getting, you know, things are easier for us to handle in terms of the EPG. So we have already started receiving EPG reports from about four of our nine provinces, probably five by now, from our nine provinces. And they are committed. Even there's one province, Limpopo, that never submitted over the years, whenever we requested them to submit. But this time around they submitted because there's now a new refreshed commitment and a new vibrant type of progressive atmosphere and team among all the structures who understand that we need to be in line with compliance in order for us to revive basketball and put it back where it is, and also out of respect of the ministry that is so much assisting to us, regardless of all the struggles that we've been through. I think let me give the opportunity to Honorable Madlingozi, Chair, if you allow, because I must ask questions and I don't want to be disrespectful in this meeting.
No, Mr. Madlingozi's question responded. He wanted to know about women's bonds formed, and then Mr. Mtiana responded saying that he doesn't know about that. And then the annual general meeting is the one that will be giving you the time frames, that Friday, forward those minutes and everything concerning this AGM, because over 5 past years we are saying we have been having AGMs, we are giving you Friday to vanish us with those minutes.
Thank you, Chair. And then the last one was the schools one. The schools one I'm going to give to our executive, Memo Swani,
She is in a meeting. She is their portfolio as far as schools are concerned. She's the only rose, as it has been mentioned, among the thorns here in this executive. Member Swane? Yeah, I'm just, see, she's not responding. But anyway, let me continue while we're waiting for her. So there's been a strategic meeting, an extended national task team meeting that we've been attending each and every year. So this year I was delegated by Memo Swane to go and present her because she was not well. And as far as the schools are concerned and the department and how we are operating currently, the most important discussion that we had there was to bring the sports back into the school environment during COVID. And that is what we are currently working with our submission that we are doing as the 16 priority sports codes, one of the 16 priority sports codes in schools. And then also as far as the ongoing participation into school as well as international COVID regulations and guidelines are concerned. These are all that we are covering. And the last part is the agreement, the new agreement between DSEC and the Department of Basic Education that we are working on putting together, because the existing agreement that's there is between SRSA and the Department of Basic Education. So these are all important work that we are doing as a joint national task team when it comes to sports in schools. And Basketball South Africa, we do our reports, we do sit in those meetings, and then we do contribute. Thank you.
Honorable members, I'm suspecting Mr. Tiniani, there is a lot that is outstanding, as the DM was saying. So we need to give time frames on the information that we want. The honorable members will assist me. Those reports that are ready by Friday, we need them. As from today till Friday, because we're just going to forward to our administration your AGM minutes, and then the road map, we also want that you must vanish it with us. But let alone that you must know, you are saying the STEM committee is awaiting, still going to be proposed. The department is saying if there is a proposed STEM committee, we all want that information in order that we must know who are those STEM committee members. By Friday, also that information we need. I'm suspecting if members are happy of the things that I'm highlighting, but also we have our scribers from our office as a committee. We'll check and double check, and I will, on behalf of the committee, ask them to do a follow-up of the information which we want, which we think that on the letter, those that I'm not yet given time frames, I will give time frames immediately that the administration of the committee indicated, because I was writing while I'm listening. So let me take this opportunity.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
I see. Yes, I did switch off the card of participants. I'm very sorry. I've got two hands, our DDG and Mapule Moswane. Let's start with Mapule Moswane in order that DDG must, the one who must close this presentation meeting. Mapule, Ms. Mapule Moswane. We have challenges.
Madam Chair, I suspect she has issues with
processing
in and out of the meeting.
Let's give it to our... Oh, there she is. Yes, Mapule. Yes. She is talking, but we can't hear her.
Please.
I'm 6 years old. I'm mute. I'm mute. Not yet. I'm mute. This earphones that you put in. I'm mute. We don't hear you.
Madam Chair, I think it's her connectivity because she is not muted.
It's a pity. He's trying all in vain. Okay. Can I give it to the DDG? DGG.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and honorable members. Madam Chair, there was a question to the department asking or requesting or inquiring what funding was allocated or given to Vaskal Bor. Madam Chair, just to respond, we do an allocation every year to all of our sports federations. And this year, 2020-2021, there was an allocation of 1.2 million rands made to Basketball South Africa. But obviously, Madam Chair, we do the allocation and it's subject to the organization being compliant and submission of their all their financial statements, the reports. We do have a checklist of documents that they must submit to us before the money is transferred. Now, we have not yet received any of those documents from Basketball South Africa. If we get all of the documents and they meet all of the requirements of Section 38 of the PFMA, then we will be able to transfer that funding. The other issue, Madam Chair, is the issue of, in our allocation generally and historically, there's always a ring-fenced allocation towards school sport. But this year, because of COVID, many of the school sports programs were cancelled. So for this year, for 2020-2021, there was no allocation towards school sport. And that allocation for school sport goes to the sports federations, because we believe the sports federations must take ownership of the school sports structures, because obviously they are the nursery, and for the development purposes, the structure is a recognized. The federation is a recognized body in terms of everything to do with that code of sport. Madam Chair, with regards to previous years, yes, we could not transfer money to Basketball South Africa, and I think they've made a very big case around it. However, there was always money allocated through the agency, through SASCOC the 1 year, and through Sports for Social Change. And in there, it was very clear that first and foremost, they need to provide, make sure that audited financial statements, the funding is there to make sure that they get their audited financial statements, because then that is the first step towards compliance, where they where the funding can get to them directly. So as much as no funding went to Basketball South Africa directly, there was a concerted effort to make sure that funds were transferred to them and payments were made directly for services. So that's, Chairperson, I hope finalizes and responds to the question from Honourable Siabi. Thanks.
I'm suspecting now, thank you so much, DGG. I'm suspecting the team administration of this committee is noting that who has been given the finances of basketball to SASPOC will need to write a letter and need those financial statements. Maybe we won't get if they didn't even comply to the department with documents. Maybe we won't get it. But let's say that it's all what is from tomorrow, the administration and the chairperson will check in, double checking the hour minutes and write to everyone who wants a report. There are so many outstanding things, as the M, she has said, but also our good friends, we've seen that we are not in power, we are not yet understanding what has going on in all those years. So let me take this opportunity to thank every leader from basketball, and then thanking the department led by today, by UDM, let alone that acting DG, the minister, now we do have official apology that they are in some meetings. Please take care, put on your mask, keep your distancing, wash your hands, and look when your time according to your age arrives to go and get injection, but you are not forced. Now the meeting is closed. Thank you so much to everybody, especially to administrators from our office, national and honorable members. You always honored these meetings with a vital contribution. Thank you so much. Meetings closed.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you to all.